Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Remember, coming up later on in this hour, you will have a chance to win a four-pack of VIP tickets to Texans training camp as it gets started tomorrow, 713-572-4610. We will let you know a cue to call, and then you can get a chance to win that four-pack of tickets. Coming up, oh, I think Tyler's going to enjoy this. Clint might, too. I got a random top six that just came to my heart. I got a random top six.
Top six?
Yeah, yeah. I go with six, man. I just feel like it's always more than five.
Okay.
Yeah, and I don't want to go 10. You know, that's too much work. So I got a random top six that I want to get. I want to get off my chest. But tomorrow we'll be there as it feels like the football season will officially start. There's no more breaks, probably wasn't until the bye week, and that'll be a week, and then they get right back at it again. But for the Texans and Texans fans, hopefully this thing is rolling all the way through until February. So the Texans are rolling. Football season officially starts tomorrow, and Clint, we've talked about it a lot, but as you go in tomorrow, there are a lot of storylines, a lot of things we have talked about leading up to training camp, a lot of things on people's minds. Mine is still Nick Caley.
Okay.
Nick Caley is still the one. We've been able to watch him every step from OTAs to mandatory minicamp, and now it feels like this is up another notch. Obviously, you would know if there's a difference between those camps. Then you get to training camp. He is still, to me, like potentially the biggest question mark and potentially the most important part of this team going into this season. And he is still the guy, Clint, that I'm going to be really eyeballing and watching and just seeing how he operates as a coordinator, how the offense looks and everything with him. I think Nick Caley is still like the top thing that I'm looking at.
Well, there is an enormous amount of pressure on Nick Caley. Say what you will. D'Amico Ryans has done a hell of a job re-energizing, really rebuilding the organization, re-energizing the fan base, winning games earlier than he should, doing everything you want your head coach to do. He's done a hell of a job from a defensive perspective, building the defense, calling plays, being a weapon on the sideline from the defensive play caller position. The one thing that's holding this team back from being a real Super Bowl contending team and getting beyond just the, hey, we're the favorite in a bad division, the one thing that's holding them back is offensive football. And nobody's going to believe that it's C.J. Stroud. Nobody's going to believe that it's Nico Collins. Nobody's going to believe that it's Joe Mixon. Nobody's going to believe that you got a $12 million tight end you can't get right. That is not – all of that stuff could be true, but it's pushed to the wayside. There is an enormous amount of pressure on the offensive play caller to not only call plays and be a weapon on the sideline, but also make sure that you get your best players the football, that you protect your quarterback, that you make this offensive line work. There is probably an unfair amount of pressure on Nick Caley, if we're being honest. And yeah, so I think, Ron, it's fair to think that that's a huge watch in training camp this year.
And the other part is, with that pressure, I think especially fans, and hell, I think everybody, the expectation is for this offense to be better than it was last year. I think there is at the very least an argument that this team has less proven talent offensively than they did a year ago.
Well, it's not an argument. That is 100% true.
I know you believe that's true. I think there are some people who will tell you that some members of the offensive line may be better than last year's, and that, you know, Tynus being in that spot may be better, and you add Nick Chubb. I'm just saying some people may, but at the very least, at least proven talent. Some people probably really believe Noel and Higgins can be some, but we just haven't seen it yet at this level. But just to make the point, he has that pressure that you talked about And there is an argument that they, at the very least, have less proven talent, NFL talent, than they did last year. But the expectation from fans and from national people is, although this will be better because they have a competent coordinator.
He's got to, check this out, he's got to do more with less. The guy that just got fired was calling plays that allowed C.J. Stroud to win Rookie of the Year. That allowed C.J. Stroud to have a season.
2 years ago,
I agree. I'm going to get there. That same guy that just got fired, whatever he was doing, he did enough to get a free agent sign, or actually it was a trade. Joe Mixon was a trade, wasn't he? Last minute trade, I think.
Yeah.
A Pro Bowl, 1,000 yards, 10 wins, second round of the playoffs. Like, the bar for Nick Caley, fair or foul, the bar for Nick Caley is extremely high. You can be the reason that this team doesn't make a run to the AFC Championship or the Super Bowl, but you can't be the reason this team doesn't make the playoffs. You can't be the reason that this team isn't far and away the better team in the division, right? And if you're not, and it's all, and it falls at the feet of the offense, Nick Caley's going to be the one catching it. I mean, Nick is – there is a crazy amount of pressure for what he's got to live up to, and now we get to the fact that he's greener than ever. He's never called plays before. So, yeah, I'm with you, Ron. I mean, this is the one thing that should be on everybody's mind before we see anybody take a snap is, what's Nick Caley going to look like?
And I look at this, Clint, and I will say, and I know for you, as someone just texted in, you must take account for injuries last year. Yeah. I know. I think maybe Nick's predecessor would like for some people to take account of that too. But I would just say,
Guess what? If you're an injury cat, guess what? Nick Caley got the same guys that played with. There's no Tank Dell. There's no Stephon Diggs. There's no Laramie Tunsil, who was healthy the whole time. Right? So yeah, I mean, I get your point. It's a valid point. But we're comparing two offensive coordinators here. Nick Caley's being asked to do more with less.
Well, hell, Bobby would say, I'd like to get a hand at Higgins and Noel as opposed to Hutchinson and Metchie.
Yeah.
That's like two and three. But I would just say this for Nick Caley, and this is something we'll see too coming up over the next several weeks and months, is I hope, because I know there were some issues with a lot of people with the play calling and some of the things that his predecessor did. I just hope for Nick Caley that he has, whether it's due to injury or just play or whatever, that he has better parts to have a chance to be more successful than his predecessor.
Well, not that you're saying this, but the truth of the matter is he's not going to have better parts. You better hope he just, the lesser parts, he has a better whole.
Or they're better in some,
Tyler.
Or they're better in some form, right?
Yeah, that's like, what I mean. Like the whole is better than the sum. What is it, the phrase? The whole is better than some of the parts. Something like that. Yeah, I mean, you just hope that you subtract Laramie Tunsil, you subtract Tank Dell, you subtract Steph Diggs, and the guys that come together actually bring the team closer, and the whole team is better offensively. But look, let's not. This is what Nick Caley signed up for. Nick Caley didn't walk in here with a man, be patient with me and let me learn this thing. Nick Caley joined a team that needs to win right now, and the offense has got major problems that they got to fix right now. I mean, he joined a team that's second round of the playoffs, looking to go to an AFC Championship and a Super Bowl. I mean, this is what he signed up for.
Yeah. At the very least, I hope that Nick Caley is in a position where he doesn't have handcuffs on him with play calling, with just taking things out of the playbook or things he wants to run that I think his predecessor probably had to deal with. All right, coming up, you got a chance to win a 4-pack of tickets. We'll do that as soon as we get back. And some news, the Rockets add another player in this offseason. They're not playing around, another potential piece within the rotation. We'll discuss that next.